freedom from, to, of, for, and with, and the complementarities. Written by Z. Charnot, October 25th, 1988. Part 2. To claim a free economy means free from concern for the environment, free from resource conservation, free from protection from indiscriminate production of waste, free from moral accountability for residues of production or hazardous products or processes. Necessary challenge. We must challenge phrases like a free society or a free economy as empty and fictitious claims of people who either are so out of range of the conscious implications of their advocacy or the ethical constraints of truthful representation. They are manipulating symbols without meaning or with a meaning which is tragic, dangerous, and immoral. Free trade is a freedom from some constraints, but free trade means to be subject to ruthless bottom-line economics, which exempts itself from any accounting of the costs of social concerns, environmental concerns, moral concerns. It produces stressed and compulsive executives and staff who reject social issues as costs from which they would excuse themselves. In the name of creating jobs and wealth, we create poverty, ill health, stress, social unrest, frustration, and even death and disruption due to environmental damage. Economic gains, economic power, versus health gains and social order. There should be no political party with such a platform as free trade. The empty phrases free society, free economy, or free trade are words without meaning or words with a dangerous or deceptive meaning. To be free to pursue economic gains at the cost of social well-being, to pursue economic power at the cost of social order, to pursue economic power at the cost of poverty for any, to pursue economic goals at the cost of health and death for many, is the pinnacle of self-service, self-interest, selfishness, egocentrism, and the cult of individualism, at the cost of violence, in the name of enforcing laws to perpetuate the property rights of those without moral conscience. Power, restricted, checked, controlled, and moderated. The political and economic power of such people must be restricted, controlled, and moderated, and in some cases simply taken away. There is no such a thing as a free society, a free economy, or free trade. Morality costs something. If government has a reason to exist, it is to administer that morality, not to enforce disbalanced advantages used without responsibility for social order or environmental quality. Materialism, codified as economics. To put ownership of production processes and urban planning principles in the hands of the people, in the name of representational methods which are equally as ruthless, is to betray the highest ideals. To offer a vote which is a highly intermittent expression from a very small number of alternatives is not democracy. People need a voice, not a vote. Materialism, codified as economics, is a rampant neglect and disregard for moral, social, and environmental concerns. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people must mean all of the people, all of the time. Government of the people, by the people, and for the people must value the dependencies of people upon one another in moral and social patterns, and the dependency of human life upon other life forms in the environmental and ecological patterns. All freedoms are complementary. Openness, connection, interdependence. The openness of any system, the perception of the system as open, allows an awareness of connection and the acknowledging being and doing of interdependent existence. Everything in the universe is what it is, because everything else in the universe is what it is. Everything in the universe does what it does, because everything else in the universe does what it does. Present-day developments in cosmology are coming to suggest rather insistently that everyday conditions could not persist but for the distant parts of the universe, that all our ideas of space and geometry would be invalid if the distant parts of the universe were taken away. This is a quotation by Sir Fred Hoyle, author of Frontiers of Astronomy. The world is totally connected. There are no events anywhere in the universe which are not tied to every other event in the universe. Every event in the world is connected to every other event. It is an essential part of the methodology of science to divide the world for any experiment into what we regard as relevant and what we regard as irrelevant. The basic assumption that I have made about dividing the world into the relevant and the irrelevant is, in fact, a lie. The reason why we have made such enormous changes in our conceptual picture of the world in the last 70 years is because we have had to push out the boundaries of the relevant further and further. These are numerous quotations by Jacob Bronowski on pages 58, 59, and 60 from his book titled The Origins of Knowledge and Imagination. Existence, being, and doing are all interdependent. Questions of relationship. How does this relate to freedoms and the complementarity of freedoms? Complementarity of freedoms is a systematic relevance. Free will. Free will is the same as any other freedom. Free will is complementary. Free will requires the operation of a boundary, a barrier, a constraint, a limit, or obstruction. That obstruction or boundary is space and time, in the case of free will. Space and time create the delay in consequences that permit free will. Are we to be free from the immediate consequences of our choices? Or are we to be free to choose with a delay in consequences and have a freedom to edit, a freedom to refine, a freedom to improve our choices? Appendix. Creators being created. We are creators being created because we enter into the opportunity of delayed consequences, free will. We are creators being created because we create with the feedback of experience and the opportunity to alter our choices due to the delay in consequences made possible by the obstructions of space and time. It is a game. It is a specially bounded environment where we have the opportunity to choose or to exercise so-called free will with a delay in consequences. The principle of complementarity applies to free will too. Please proceed to part 3.